University of Jyväskylä. Digital Services welcomes new students. This is Digital Services service announcement. Voice, Pekka Kinnunen. Working at Digital Services help JYU service desk. Digital Services mission statement. Digital Services maintains, develops and supports the use of digital solutions at the University of Jyväskylä. Most important channel to Digital Services is the Help JYU webpage, help.jyu.fi. Change the page language into English. And from this page, you will find forms to order services, guides how to use services, and get help with an IT issue form that you can fill if you want to report problems or incidents. You can also ask your questions from chatbot Minerva. You can fill the IT issue form without login, but then the email address you give will be registered as your Help JYU username, and you need to set a password for the Help JYU. Please login with JYU credentials instead, if possible. You can reach us over the phone in number Finland country code +358 29441 8030, weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The service desk is in the third floor of Library Building Lähde, room B315. And the service desk is open weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Identification and registration for JYU username. When your data is entered into the student register, if you do not have a Finnish social security number, you are considered coming from abroad. And system automatically sends you an email with a link to online identification. Successful online identification leads to registration, where you choose your username and set your JYU password. If you are not successful with online identification, either send an email to identification@jyu.fi and request an online identification video call. Or come visit Help JYU service desk at Library Building Lähde, third floor, room SEM B315, and bring your ID, for example your passport, with you. Username. Your username is managed at OMA, Personal Information Management Service. I recommend using URL sso.jyu.fi, where we will gather logins for various online services. You can reach OMA also with address account.jyu.fi. I assume that Student Services or Admissions have written you in student register and that you have already registered and you have your username and password. If you do not, please contact Digital Services service desk, preferably via webpage help.jyu.fi. If you have Finnish social security number and Finnish NetBank authentication or Finnish mobile operator mobile ID, at both webpages, sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi, there is link register at the bottom of the page that you can use to register, and also forgot your password link that you can use if you forgot your password or your username. If you do not have a Finnish social security number and not mobile ID or NetBank authentication, you need to contact JYU Digital Service Desk in case you forget either your username or your password. Please let Digital Services and Student Services know if you gain a Finnish social security number at any point. We need to update your student data when you do. Your username is set when you register the first time. If you register JYU again later, the old username is activated again. Username is automatically created from letters or syllables of your name, and the username must be unique. If default combinations are not available, system automatically adds other letters into username until unique username is formed. In this presentation, I will use Shasamst as an example username. Username will stay the same even if your name changes. If later registration accidentally creates a different username for you, please contact Service Desk. You need all your study rights, all your studies, and all your credits under a single username. Personal info. Keep your contact information up to date in OMA page Personal Info. Your email, your phone, and home address. Please note that your personal email address is an address we can reach you even if there is problem with using your ISA mail. Do not save your student.jyu.fi address as personal email. User account and email page. You'll see your username and when was the last time you changed your password. Here you choose which email address you use as default contact for your student affiliation. It is possible to use your personal email address from outside university. We recommend using ISA mail provided by JYU. ISA mail address is firstname.initial.surname@student.jyu.fi. Your actual mailbox is username@student.jyu.fi, and you can see it when you are logged in ISA mail. Your full name long address is an alias that is directed into the mailbox. Should your name change, a new long address will be made with that new name, but also the old long address will remain active, and mailbox name is also a functional email address. Emails sent to all addresses will arrive into the same inbox. Long address is like a name sticker on a mailbox. There can be multiple. You log in your ISA mail at outlook.office.com/mail with your Microsoft JYU account, that is your username at jyu.fi, and your JYU password. Your Microsoft account, not any form of your email address. Your login is secured with multi-factor authentication using Microsoft Authenticator. Look for guide how to deploy MFA in help.jyu.fi guides. If you did choose a default email address for your visitor status before your studies began on August 1st, go to OMA, check and choose now your default address for your student affiliation. If you are a doctoral student and want to apply for your department for a staff email, contact the service desk. Services. Staff, student, and different visitors. Each affiliation has different rights and services that you can activate and deactivate. Services end automatically when affiliation ends or a grace period is over. With Microsoft Office 365 cloud services active, you can use your student email and Office software in a web browser. You can install Office to your own devices and use other Microsoft services. After you have activated Microsoft Office 365, wait half an hour, and then you can log in at office365.jyu.fi with Microsoft account username at jyu.fi. So add @jyu to your username and JYU password. And the login is protected with MFA. You will see icons of the software you can use in browser, and there will be drop menu install Office to install it into your own devices. You can also activate Google App services. Your login with JYU username and JYU password at drive.google.com/a/student.jyu.fi. You will find Google Drive, Google Apps, and other Google Cloud services there. Affiliations. This page shows you which affiliations you currently have with JYU, the start date and end date of each affiliation. If real end date is later than end date, then your affiliation has a grace period, while some rights remain active. Staff grace period is 2 weeks and student grace period is 2 months. So, for example, graduation ends your student status and your user account expires after 61 days. During that time, copy any files you need to your own storages and make sure that your ISAMail student address is not the contact address of any web service that you wish to continue to use further. You cannot recover a password into a closed mailbox. Change your password time to time. If you suspect your password has been revealed to someone else, react by changing password. Length of password is from 8 characters to 30 characters. We recommend you use over 10 characters. Password must have capital letters and lowercase letters, numbers, and characters like dot, comma, plus, equal to. Scandinavian letters, Swedish O, A with dots, or O with dots are not allowed to be used in JYU passwords. When you are changing a password in OMA, change password, you type your current password in top box of the page and new password 2 times to the bottom boxes of the page, 2 times to root out any typo errors. And you will use the same centrally managed JYU password to multiple services. Please do not use the same password in services outside of JYU. Here is an example of a passphrase with 2 or more capital letters, 2 or more special characters, 2 or more numbers, and 2 or more lowercase letters. It's long enough to be slow to crack. Remember your password by heart. It may feel difficult in the beginning, but when you use it daily, it gets easier and you learn to type it quickly. At the campus, the keyboards are Finnish layout, so look at the keyboard and make a password that is easy to type with the Finnish keyboard layout. And also easy to type with your smartphone touch keyboard. And remember, do not tell your password to anyone else. Most services provided by JYU use your short username. Here the example is Shazamst. Microsoft services, including ISAMail, use your Microsoft user account, that is your username at jyu.fi. Here, Shazamst at jyu.fi. Also, visiting other universities or research facilities, you may see a wireless network, EduRoam, that you can log in with your username at jyu.fi and your JYU password. A login called Haka Login, your home organization, is University of Jyväskylä. Be careful not to use Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences. That is the wrong organization. Do not use that. Use University of Jyväskylä. Mapping your own device to a network drive, network drive U or W, there you use your username at ad.jyu.fi. Shazamst at ad.jyu.fi. Usually your long or short ISAMail address is not used for logging anywhere. But if you use that email address to register some web pages, to that service it becomes the username. In these cases, please do not use JYU password, even if the service is connected with your studies. And remember to switch a new email before your studies end and your university email stops working. Phishing. Contacts. When someone tries to get you to give your username, your password, and other personal information. For example, go, log in JYU service, quickly, or something bad happens. there might be a link to a web page that may look identical to a JYU web page, but when you log in, your username and password go to the cheater that made a look-alike web page. Instead of clicking on links in suspicious messages, go to the service the same route you usually do, avoiding the pages that they try to direct you into. If you suspect your password has been revealed, log in OMA and change password from either sso.jyu.fi or account.jyu.fi. And if you cannot log in, contact the service desk. If you have Finnish NetBank authentication or mobile ID, you can also use Forgot Your Password link at the bottom of both pages, sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi. Information security. We from the digital services, we often ask your username, but no one else but you needs to know your password. If someone asks your password, you are being scammed. We have a JYU webpage shortener service, r.jyu.fi. Long web addresses are shortened into few letters after r.jyu.fi/. Please read our information security webpage, r.jyu.fi/David, capital India. Please read right of use and user identification webpage, r.jyu.fi/CapitalAlpha, CapitalGolf, CapitalTango. Please use antivirus software and firewall software in your own devices. Backup your important files using cloud storage, external hard drives, memory sticks and memory cards. But remember, memory sticks and memory cards break easily and can end up in washing machines. We recommend using Microsoft OneDrive cloud storage. On campus computers, there is network drive private home U. That is automatically backupped space. It is small, but you may keep a copy of important files under work there on private home U drive. Remember to sign out from campus computers when leaving so someone else does not gain access to your files and cannot impersonate you. Printing, copying, and scanning. They are managed by University Printing Service Yliopistopaino. Their webpage r.jyu.fi/CapitalEcho2CapitalPapa. Near all campus buildings have a multipurpose machine. Bigger buildings can have multiple machines. On multipurpose machines, you can print, copy, and scan. There are also a small number of network printers that you can use to print only. You log in the multipurpose machine with your JYU username and password. You can activate an RFID card, like for example, Jyväskylä City bus card, to be used as a login key. And network printers work only with the RFID key card. There are no keyboard to log in those small printers. You need to have money in your printing quota to be able to print. You need to have a printing budget. JYU provides €7 per semester. That equals circa 100 black and white A4 papers. A4 is the standard paper size in Finland. If this 100 black and white pages is not enough, you can transfer money into your printing quota at web store payments.jyu.fi. There is link print quota purchasing. For those who are starting during August, the free printing quota is usually provided in the beginning of September. The prices, printing and copying black and white pages, A4 pages, cost 7 cents and two-sided pages, 14 cents. Printing and copying colored A4 costs 30 cents, colored two-sided pages, 60 cents. And scanning is not free, it costs 2.5 cents per page. Scanned files can be directed into ISAMail or a web folder called ScanEops. You can print from campus network computers choosing a printer JY Secure. There is also print by email. A PDF file can be sent as an attachment from your ISA mail to printit@jyu.fi, and that way it ends up in the printing queue. The work in printing queue can be printed out from any multipurpose machine or network printer by logging into that machine. For remote studies, most important tools are moodle.jyu.fi Moodle Learning Environment, kirjasto.jyu.fi Library Services. You can log into YukDoc and to Finna for ebooks. jyufi.zoom.us web conferencing service. Note, this might be the only address where there is no dot between JYU and FI. jyufi.zoom.us. office365.jyu.fi, and from there, Teams group working environment. Some exams can be agreed to be taken in exam computer room, and that you can reserve from exam.app.jyu.fi. And the exam computer classrooms are in Mattilanniemi, Building Agora, room AGC221, and at Seminaari Mäki near Library Building Lähde, room SEMT131. That is in a corridor between library and the building. When necessary, video conference with Microsoft Teams and Zoom. Large remote lectures can be held and group meetings for group large and small. Depending on group size, you usually interact by asking questions in a chat screen and having turns in speaking, or in small groups having all participants on screen with multiple video feeds at the same time. Larger groups can be divided to smaller groups using breakout rooms. You can look for Zoom guide in help.jyu. In help.jyu, and the shortened page is r.jyu.fi/zoom, and from there choose the English language. EduHouse educational videos offer some digital skill guides, also in English, much more in Finnish though, and you can log in their site using JYU Microsoft account, www.eduhouse.fi, and log in using Microsoft account like shashanst@jyu.fi. Please frequent New Student Handbook at r.jyu.fi/orientation. Remember help.jyu.fi for contacting digital services and looking for help and guides. On behalf of Jyväskylä University Digital Services, all new students, welcome.